The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Nicole Tran. My favorite part of her interview was her talking about her opening up for Cedric the Entertainer. I apologize about the audio quality, as you'll listen to, but it will improve around 6 minutes. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the Stevie Weeby Show, comedian and my long lost cousin, Nicole Tran. All right, that was beautiful. Hey, cousin, it's good seeing you.
Nice seeing you back.
Yeah. So this is another reunion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on Ancestry, and because I was doing more research, so we are a match as far as our bloodline. I have a little bit of enemies in me. Yeah.
But you know what? Nicole Lee is my adopted American name. My real name is Ho. Ho Lee. That's
really?
Right. And really? Very religious.
It's Ho Lee. How you spell that?
Ho Lee.
H-O-E? Okay. Ho Lee.
Oh, bro.
Okay. Take it easy there with the comments, fellas. All right, nothing derogatory. So let's start with, so I was on Ancestry, we are a match, I have a little Vietnamese in me, and you brought some beautiful food here.
Beef?
I ate already, so can you explain what you brought for me?
It's a beef fried rice, bro. Monterey Park,
yes. This is going to be lit.
Share with your friends,
is this
bro.
Homemade?
No, it's a very well-known Chinese restaurant that where all Asians go and eat.
What's the name of the Chinese restaurant?
It's called Mong Lu in Monterey Park. Mama Lu.
Shout out to Mong Lu in Monterey Park. Okay, so were you happy when you found out that our relation, when we discovered our blood relation?
Absolutely, man. I'm thrilled. I'm happy to be here. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to open two new businesses. Bob Billy Weight Loss Center.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
One in Beverly Hills and one in the Valley.
Okay, you gotta take it easy. You're talking about my brother's weight. So basically,
it's about his jokes.
Okay, is he...
No, he jokes about... He
being
loves
fat?
He jokes about being fat. So that one of her cousins.
Would you date? I mean, I know it would be not appropriate, but we could let it slide. Would you date my brother even though you got her, second cousins or whatever? Yeah.
That would be ancestor.com. Ancestry.com.
But would you be open to it?
Hell no!
Okay. Do you think my brother, he's handsome though, isn't he?
He's cute. Adorable.
But is he handsome? There's a difference, right? Handsome, cute.
Handsome is the word to take
Okay.
It.
Yeah. Who's more handsome Asian comedian-wise than my brother?
I think More like actor thing.
Who?
Actor.
Who? Who's the number one most handsomest Asian actor?
I know Deng Heng a long time ago, like real old school one. Like I grew up watching. Like,
Tong Tong who?
Deng Heng, like old school.
Shout out to my homie Tong Heng.
Deng Heng.
Tong Heng.
Yeah.
Tong Heng
is a Chinese actor. I think Chinese or Chinese. Yeah, very handsome.
Very handsome. Some, what
like,
movies?
Like Big Wah.
Yeah.
Order the old school timer.
Mm. And then what movies has he been in?
He's been doing a lot of movies.
Really?
My aunt, my mother, they love it. My uncle is old school, very famous.
Yeah. What about Bruce Lee?
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
Yeah. He's not the handsome?
He's handsome, but I think Bruce Lee is mixed though, no?
I don't know.
He has a little European in him.
Really?
Yeah, European.
Okay.
European. Bruce Lee.
What about Steven Yeun?
Steve Young?
Is it Yoon? How do you say it?
Yeon.
Steven Yeun.
Oh, you told me like Yeon forever.
Steven Yeun. Yeah.
Yeon.
Walking Dead.
Zombie.
The zombie guy. Yeah. You would date him?
I don't remember. I watched so many handsome actors. To be honest with you, I don't remember names.
You don't remember.
Most of the time, I remember only blue-eyed white guys.
Is that what you prefer today?
My tie.
Yeah, Mr.
Tall blue.
Tall blue. Okay, if someone watches this interview and they want to date with my cousin, Nicole Tran, what is the best way to contact you? How tall do they have to be? What's the criteria?
6'2".
6'2".
And he has...
Blue?
Two blue eyes.
Two blue
he
eyes.
He has to have blue eyes, but must have two of them.
Okay. But what if he was a little bit smaller down there?
Huh?
What if he was a small guy down there?
It's forgiven if he's a little bit bigger up here.
So it doesn't matter if he's small here, big here.
Bigger branding is more important to me. I need more money.
Okay, so it's the money is more important.
It's more financial investment is more important.
It's more important. But what if it's a micro penis? Okay.
Are we doing microanalysis?
Yeah, microanalysis.
Micro,
6'2", blue-eyed.
I'm more into macro economy, more into wealthy, into big house.
Big
like
house.
Development, house in the beach.
If he's 6'2", blue-eyed, broke?
You know what? That one I can train.
You could train him?
I can train.
How would you train a broke guy?
I want someone like to be coachable, to be
coachable. Keep going.
Uh-huh. Coachable, to be approachable.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. To be what is not a word that will rhyme with the
Yeah.
Flexible.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Walkable, like he unemployable.
Yeah. What if he couldn't talk very well and he had a stutter, like he stuttered when he talked? Is that okay?
That's okay. I can train him.
You could train him?
Yeah, as long as he knows how to go to he hardworking, he know how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
He's like explain to you more like employable.
Does he have to be funny?
Funny is a
plus.
One of the best character, bro. It's
okay,
like,
so you need a funny.
Woman love funny man.
Okay, so what if he's not that good looking, but he's tall, 6'2", blue eyes, but he's not that good looking?
Hell no.
Also, he has to be a good looking guy.
It's like traumatic experience description of my future romance, bro.
Yeah. So does he, what if he's a foreigner? What if he's a European? Is that okay?
European is adorable.
Yeah.
I date European.
You have
they cook, they took me to winery.
Tell me about it. Let's hear, don't breeze past it. I want to hear more about these experiences. Uh-huh. Tell me maybe some of your best experiences with a European man.
European, they very romantic. They take me eat chocolate.
Keep going.
Cafe latte. Go to the beach wearing bikini brother.
Yes.
You know? So they take me to go to...
hotel, fancy hotels.
Very nice.
Very
Belgium,
nice.
Belgium, Switzerland. They talk eloquently.
You've been to... Belgium and Switzerland?
Yeah, many European countries.
Okay, which ones have you gone to?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You hear that? That's the sound of Pepsi Zero Sugar, the better tasting, more refreshing Zero Sugar Cola. Listen to that endless pour. Pure refreshment. If it sounds this good, just imagine how it tastes. Oh yeah. So good. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Let your taste decide.
I live in Europe for a couple of years.
Wow.
I speak a couple of European languages.
Well, what language?
French.
Okay, let's hear Spanish. A little French. Let's hear a little French. Go ahead.
Si vous voulez parler français avec moi, je peux parler français avec vous. Parce que Vietnam, c'est l'ancienne colonie française. Les Vietnamiens sont bien éduqués. Peut parler la langue française.
Okay, now, what's a different language? German?
No, really German. Spanish, Espanol.
Go ahead.
Si tome clases de español, ahorita yo hago mi comedia en español. Me gustaría hablar español en frente de la gente. Usted eres de... ¿Habla español usted? Sí.
Mi hermano de culo. Un momento. Mi hermano de culo es muy bonita. Y mi comida.
Bonita is a girl, bro.
No, mi hermano. Mi hermano.
Hermano is bonito, no bonita.
Mi hermano de culo es muy delicioso.
Oh my God. He wants to eat you. Oh, my
no,
God.
No, mi hermano, mi hermano. He is mi amigo.
Uh-huh.
Different. That's mi amigo.
Uh-huh.
But mi hermano, culos, bueno. Okay.
What the heck are you talking about culo in Yemen?
It's okay, like another language. Another language. You don't have to tell. Another language.
Just Vietnamese. And
Vietnamese. Can you sing?
Italiano.
Can you sing softly a little? Oh, let's
I can sing. I sing Italiano.
You can sing in Italian?
La lengua italiano è molto bello.
Okay, let's hear a little bit of
Spanish and song.
Oh,
and French.
Whatever you want, maybe Italian.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, a little bit. Go ahead. The floor is yours. Yeah. I'll close my eyes.
Let's go French first.
Go ahead.
Si l'amour existe encore. Si l'amour existe encore, si l'amour existe encore, serre-moi encore plus fort.
You got another one?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, give me one in Italian.
No, probably I forgot, bro.
Okay, what's another
Spanish,
one?
Spanish.
Do
so
a Spanish, do a Spanish.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, can I do a flute? Oh, can you do it over
flute,
the flute?
Flute, yeah.
Okay. Give me un momento, un momento. Un momento, gracias. Un momento. Un momento, gracias.
What the heck of a microphone
un momento.
You have, bro?
Un momento.
Yo... Te quiero porque tú eres romántico.
capo generoso me gusta comunicar contigo porque tú sabes cocinar. Para mí.
You are multi-talented. Huh. Yeah, that's very impressive. Different languages, you could sing in different tones, different languages. But let's talk about your comedy too, because you are something special. You sent me a picture. You opened up for Cedric the Entertainer. Uh-huh. How did that opportunity come up?
It just put on my resume, bro. It's bro. Like organized and by Lisa Pitch.
Yes.
And Napa. I worked with her for years.
Who? Lisa Pitch?
Yeah.
Can we give a shout out? Shout out to Lisa Pitch?
Lisa Pitch. Yes.
A casting agent?
She books a winery, very big winery in Napa Valley.
In Napa Valley.
Yeah, and she books me all the time.
And how did you meet her?
In Bay Area. I'm originally from Bay Area.
So shout out to the Bay, Berkeley, Richmond, Frisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bay Area,
yeah.
San Jose, that where I'm
San no, Jose, really from. Represent, yeah. Represent.
San Jose.
San Jose.
San Jose, bro.
Yeah, bro.
So now they're doing well in LA, bro.
Yeah, bro. Are there a lot of Asians up there? Vietnamese, Cambodian?
Vietnamese, Cambodian, Chinese.
Chinese?
Filipinos. Yeah, yeah, very nice, very big supportive communities.
Yeah, are there Asian gangs up there? like the Hmong? Are there Hmong up there? Hmong people?
Hmong,
yeah,
I'm no more like the Hmong, like an ethnic city in Vietnam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmong.
Yeah,
oh,
Hmong.
Okay.
Yeah, they wear beautiful clothes.
Yes.
Then a gazing gangster, probably more than the north side, like San Francisco one.
There's more
bigger one.
More Asians there, the gangsters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're that's
they
how they are.
Up, huh? Mm-hmm.
They
you want to mess with me, huh?
that's the way they talk and walk. Do it one more time. Woo.
Trời ơi, mày trả tiền tao, mày không trả tiền rồi mày đó, mày đó, trả lại tao mượn 5 đồng.
Oh my god, so what did you just say right there? You're messing with the wrong one?
Yeah, mess me with you owe me money, now give it back to me, bro.
Oh, that was scary. That was so believable. Yeah,
I'm studying acting.
I know, I could tell. Have you ever been confronted in that way, where a guy said that, well, not you, like that, doing that? Like, don't mess with me, or what are you looking at?
What I do, just run.
Yeah. Okay,
that's fine. Wearing a huge dress. Man, I need to keep my money to buy dresses. All I do,
there
I
you
run.
Go. And you do have some beautiful dresses. I love your jewelry.
Yeah.
Back to Cedric. What was it like when you first met Cedric the Entertainer? Well, like,
he's very friendly. He's very cool.
Really?
But he have like sick bodyguards, bro.
How many bodyguards? Six?
He has six bodyguards. It's like, if you want to talk to him, the bodyguards is a bro. It's like big room. Mm-hmm. He's big. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a big yeah. And then did you get your own green room back there?
Yeah, no, Elisa Pitch organized everything. So comics get food, nice room, people just show up supporting him and laugh. Everybody laugh and cheers.
Yeah,
Cedric. Nobody were there for Nicole Trent. Everybody were there for Cedric.
But it's okay, but you did well, didn't you?
I think we're open. I had fun.
How many minutes did you get to
I think 12.
You got to perform 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you get nervous for that particular show?
No. I've been doing it, practice a lot. I've been doing it almost 14 years.
14 years?
Before comedy, I joined a very prestigious public speaking and leadership association called Toastmasters.
Toastmasters.
I've been speaking at least 200 high-tech companies. I'm a well-trained public speaker.
I could tell.
Yeah,
I could tell.
I'm very confident, by the way, I talk.
In front of, people. Like
I have
crowd.
Spoken at Yahoo, Google, you name it, a lot of companies.
Oh,
they
like
train you.
Motivational speaking?
Huh? They train, what's that, you bro?
This is,
weed.
No, it's chewing tobacco.
Oh.
Yeah, you put it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I look
like
Vietnamese one.
Oh, do they do this in Vietnam? Yeah. Oh, they do
on school one.
They do this there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Old school.
So let's talk about the history of your comedy after public speaking. How did you, do you remember the first open mic you did?
The first open mic I did, I go, most of the time I go to music, poetry open mic. I used to go to local open mic, and then I drove like 4 hours open mic, and then I go all over the place. Like the same here, I become very popular.
Yeah.
And I start getting booked a lot. You know, because I'm a clean comedian, so I can go everywhere. I can go to church, I go to school.
So you've done shows at church?
Yeah, they got paid really well.
At a church?
Yeah,
church. How did you get that gig at a church?
All the comics saw me did it, and they go pray on Sunday. And say, let's bring her up, and I bring her in and sing choir. Because I go and I say, Lord, let's pray on Sunday morning. Trời ơi, tao bảo mày đi kiếm tiền nuôi tao mà mày không dạy mày. And like, please feel free to sing along if you know the words.
Oh my goodness.
That's my opening joke.
They paid good?
They paid joke.
How many minutes do you do at church?
They usually ask you to do 15, and it depends on the gig. And they.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woo-hoo! Yeah! It's bold Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Sometimes they have a budget to pay for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, much, and they pay, and they say, this certain amount, you want to do it? They say, sure, I do it.
You would be a hit in Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
I need help, though. Who can help me?
So whoever's watching this, if you're a casting agent and you like
her... I'm performing in Vegas soon.
Where?
Yeah.
Oh, there
you go. Paulie Shaw helped me.
Okay, so shout out to Paulie.
Paulie saw me perform at the open mic at the Potluck open mic comedy store, mm-hmm. and he recognized that I have comedy skills,
mm-hmm.
Comedic talent. So he really likes my talent. So
when are you doing that show with Paulie in Vegas?
No, he invited me to a competition 2 weeks ago. It's called Opening for Paulie Shaw, and I posted that. I post the pictures, a lot of people love it. So then I went for the competition, and I happened to know a couple of people there really like my comedy, so they invite me to Vegas.
Opening for Pauly Shore.
No, it's an opening for Pauly Shore competition. Okay, I didn't win it, but I...
Wait, did you place?
No, I just...
Okay,
it was,
but you did good.
Huh?
Yeah.
I went there because I really, really appreciate and respect Pauly Shore because mm-hmm. He likes my comedy, and he treats me with kindness. And mm-hmm. So
the weasel.
Weasel. So
we love Paulie.
Yeah.
You know, he helped my brother out. He gave my brother his start.
Yeah. He's cool, bro.
He's cool, yeah. So have you performed at the La Jolla Comedy Store?
No.
In San Diego? Why don't you ask Paulie about that? You should be doing that, too.
Really?
Yeah. So, Paulie... If you watch this, maybe hook up my cousin at the La Jolla spot for a guest spot, right? So I would like to know some of your other gigs. What other places are interesting?
Today I'm going to Comedy Store at 8 minute at the Belly Room after your show. Yeah. At the
what time do you have to? Leave here?
Don't worry. I'm gonna be there around 10:30.
10:30.
Yeah, so we have plenty of time. It's only 5 minutes from here.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
And then what's the show called in the Belly
Crack Them Up.
Crack Them Up?
Yeah. Every Thursday, it runs by Nichelle Murdoch.
Uh-huh.
And everybody over that room is so nice and so supportive.
Are they nice to you?
Hell yeah, on the brothers and sisters. And
they've always supported you.
Yeah, cool. Because I'm hell funny.
Yeah, I know you are. Oh, yeah. Have you ever had, have you not been treated fairly or like rudely in the comedy world?
Yeah.
By other, are they mostly female comics or male comics that are
a lot
mean?
A bit
more.
But you know what? I only focus on positive energies. I'm very professional, mm-hmm. and you know, bully, and they lack of professionalism. And playing games, those just like, to my professional experience, like people don't have talents, and they don't work hard, they do that. People who work hard like me, I don't have time for games. All I do is just show up at open mics, treat other people with kindness,
and
you
respect.
Can see professionalism, and eventually people notice me.
Yes.
I don't need games, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Games are very, like, at a very low, to be honest with you, very, I'm past that games.
Yeah. What have been the most kind of best experiences in comedy so far? Do you remember certain shows where you like did really well, or a place you went to visit, or some kind of competition or tour or a festival that was a really good memory for you?
Oh, the Las Vegas one, the EDC that I just did.
What's that EDC?
EDC is a very big, I believe, musical and comedy event that organized.
Oh, electronic.
Electronic Daisy Festival.
Okay.
I performed there. And the first time, bro.
It's not EDM. It's EDC.
EDC.
Electronic comedy.
I went in.
No, what is it? Electronic Daisy Carnival.
Before I start my comedy, I went on a dance. I dance.
Go ahead, do it again.
And then I build up my energy, and then people with big cameras start following me. It's like, who is that? So funny.
Yes.
And I start doing comedy in front of 2,000 people. And what fun.
Is that the biggest crowd? What was the biggest crowd you've done so far?
That's the one.
2,000 people.
Yeah, more than that. I don't know, but people just sitting, scratching around, smoking weed.
Yeah.
Doing whatever.
But
you
don't
call.
Smoke. You don't do weed.
Yeah, I don't.
No drugs or alcohol, right?
Okay. I'm allergic to alcohol, man.
Okay.
If I take one sip of tequila, I sneeze for 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
In Spanish.
What? Oh, mota? Te mota? Te gusta mota?
No.
No mota either?
No mota, no da alergia.
No. Okay, so no drinking, no drugs?
No drinking.
No nothing.
Right now, no blue eye white guys either.
Yeah. Maybe tonight at the belly room, they'll see you. Yeah.
That's the brother room.
Now, if a blonde hair, blue eye, going back to that, what would be the best first date they could bring you on? Blonde hair, blue eyed, 6'2" guy.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the ideal date they could bring you on?
Venice, Italy.
Venice, Italy.
Where I can see all of the beautiful food, bro. Everybody loves to eat food. That's what I'm here for. Like I mentioned to you, I'm here.
For the first date, though? Venice.
Is that why I'm here for? The reason I'm connect with you, because I'm here to build two businesses. Okay, it's called Bob Billy Way Lord Center. It connected to all his jokes at the comedy store that I heard. So one business should be built in Beverly Hills, and the other one should be in the valley. And we got the Bob Billy workout, okay?
You heard from Nicole.
What we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what we do, okay?
Okay, let's say Bobby. Let's say I'm Bobby. I'm Bobby. Uh-huh. I'm at the comedy store like an hour from now by the OR. And then what do you tell me? I'm Bobby and I'm just waiting.
Okay.
Tell me about the weight loss thing.
So this is the, we got the Bob Billy workout, okay?
Excuse me?
Basically, you just do one sit-up and then you relax a little bit and then you smoke the bomb.
Wait. Oh, excuse me, what did you say?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
that's basically the Bob Billy workout. And then we also serve lunch in there, but you get only one chopstick, okay? You eat less with one chopstick.
So what are you telling me?
Probably have as much. So that's why it's called bubbly weight loss
so
program.
So what are you saying, I'm fat? Like, I don't know. Like, what's going on?
With your jokes, bro.
Okay, bro. Okay. What's your name?
Nicole Lee.
Nicole
Tran Lee.
Okay. Because I don't know. I talked to my little brother. He said that we might have a cousin named Nicole. Well. So is that you?
Not me.
Okay. Yeah. One chopstick, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the way you lose weight.
That's the way that one of the bits he said about fat.
You mean the fat guy?
That means.
Oh, being stabbed by a knife.
He doesn't die. You gotta lose weight.
Do you like his act?
He's very animated.
Oh, really? You like it?
He's fun. He's fun to watch.
How many times have you seen him perform, Bobby?
Many times. He's friendly.
Has he been nice to you?
He's nice, cool. But the funny thing, the first time I saw Bobby, I said, I introduced myself. I'm an extrovert, okay? I'm very confident. I said, hey, Bobby. I'm very well established in Bay Area. I love to connect with you. I love to invite you for coffee. And he said, back up, bro. I don't know you, bro. He's like, hey, Nicole, I don't know you yet.
He's like, I don't know you yet
because I'm just moved here. I don't know, have any friends. So I just go see Asian comics and funny, and I just want to be friends and friendly.
Are you friends with Dat Fam too? Have you met Dat?
No, I never. I'm a tech online.
What other Asian comics do you look up to? What about Margaret Cho? Have you met Margaret yet?
I never met her. Most of the time I go, you know, everybody call me the hustler. So basically, every night I go and I look for how many minutes I can get on, how many minutes. I don't care. Famous comedian go in and cheer and greet. I don't have time. Most of the time, I focus on my work. How many minutes can I get this whole week? So this open mic, give me a minute, go another go. I go.
Is that how you get stage time? So you just show up to a comedy
club? Hustle. No, open mics. I do a lot of open mics.
So you go to an open mic. Mm-hmm. Don't you have to sign in for most of them? You sign in your name, right?
Yeah.
And then what if they say...
I drive far away, so I don't have to... The open mic that far away from West Hollywood, usually less people...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
So they give you more time and you don't have to pay money.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay for gas than pay money and
to,
no
to
audience.
Do your comedy, yeah. How much material do you have right now, do you think?
I have about 45 minutes, so solid.
Yeah, 45 minutes.
I'm doing my comedy special, bro.
When?
In February in Florida. I'm booked, bro. At Open
Bro,
Bar.
How do they check that out? The
at
Nicole,
Open
Nicole
Bar
Trent
special.
Comedy special coming soon.
Yeah, in February 28, I believe, in Florida.
Whoa, that's a big deal. So you filming it on your own? Do you have a YouTube?
It's a big company platform. Yeah, the company I got hired.
Oh my god!
But they selected me.
They selected you.
Yeah.
Out of how many other comics?
I don't know. Usually people get up there are usually already very well established, funny.
But you're just naturally funny. You're hustling.
Yeah. I'm a naturally goofy hustler.
What's the name of the special?
Open Bar Company. Open Bar Comedy.
Nicole Trans Open Bar Comedy
February
Special.
February 28, next year in Florida, bro.
Mm-hmm. An hour?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Kill.
Yeah.
And then how many people in the crowd?
I believe they have, I don't know yet. It's going to be a very big theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be booked in a couple of clubs in Florida.
Oh, my.
A lot of comics help me. They see I work hard.
Yeah.
I'm very nice to everybody, you know.
So what suggestions do you have for a up-and-coming comedian, any advice you'd want to give them? Just go ahead.
Okay, my first advice for you, a professional development is very, very important. Okay, be yourself. Keep working hard. Be smiling when you see everybody. No need to play games. No need basketball games. No need soccer games in the company shows. Treat everybody with respect and professionalism. And eventually you move up the ladder as I did. I were bullied. I were harassed. I were disrespected. But did I let that bother me? No.
Wait, you're bullied?
I got bullied. People bullied me.
When? Who?
Bay Area. Like people.
Yo, you got the wrong one. This is my cousin, Nicole Tran. Don't ever do that again. You got the wrong one.
Yeah. The one that bullied me, they got on stage and said, hey, her comedy sucks. Like, and I'm thinking, why they do that? And they even follow me to the green room or the comedy club.
They followed you, harassed you?
Threatened me not to go on stage. And I was scared and I was like.
Who did that? What's her name?
No, I don't need to mention. I don't need to mention.
Don't ever do that to my cousin Nicole again. You got the wrong one, partner. Mm-hmm. You got the wrong one. Let her do her thing and shine. They are hating.
Yeah, it's just haters. Mm-hmm. And they just, you know, and it's a lack of professionalism to respect people, women in the industry. You know, I think there's a voice that need to be heard, especially women, a minority who speak English as a foreign language like me, and they think that they can step on it. And even though I have a lot of technical training, you know,
and I have that made me very mad. Because if I was there, I would have wanted to do something.
I just let it go.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
But here, LA.
Shame on you, man.
Oh my God, you're getting up.
Don't do that, man. Yeah. So, but the thing is, you didn't let that stop you.
Yeah, I didn't let stop
And you're
me.
Kicking ass. Yeah. You're about to drop your special.
Yeah, they still play games too.
And you're on the world famous Stevie Weeby show on YouTube. And that's saying a lot, everybody.
That's a lot. I'm invited by you, bro.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
I got nothing but love and support for you. Mm. Do you have fun on Scissor Bros? Let me ask you something.
I love
how much support did you get after Scissor Bros? You almost went viral, bro.
I went viral.
You went viral, bro.
Yeah.
You went viral.
Marianne Watkins and a lot of comedians from Comedy Store helped me. Yeah.
But they saw that. They enjoyed you, right?
Yeah. They enjoyed me. They said, I saw you at a Stevie Wee BB, and I don't know which name of your
YouTube, baby.
Listen.
Subscribe today, baby. We need the numbers. You know what I'm saying?
My Instagram is Nicole Tran Comedy. NicoleTran Comedy, and no space between letter. You follow me.
Yeah. Anything we could do to help out, we'd like to help out. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's about community support, bro.
Community support, bro. Yeah. So that's the only bullying story, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the only time you got bullied, right? That guy up in the Bay, right? That's the
Many
only time.
Many times, but I just
Even
let
in LA?
It go booking.
In L.A., too?
In L.A., it's better scene. I love L.A.
It's better.
Yeah, L.A. is the bigger the city
it's
is.
It's better.
Yeah, it's the
because
better.
Because the smaller scene up there, because there's only a few, they don't want people to succeed.
Yeah.
You know
the
what I mean?
Bigger scene is better.
Yeah. So what is your ultimate goal? Do you want to go into film?
I'm
TV? Right now,
That what I'm doing. I'm learning a lot of, I'm improving a lot of artistic and technical skills. I hope one day I can bring that back to the Bay Area, you know, and I can give that like an inspirational, motivational support to younger artists. Look at me. I'm like you when I first started. Now I know what the art scenes, what it takes to be a successful artist. So I would love to provide that training to you without any cost, without any financial charge. So I probably create like a little workshops in any city, smaller city.
Sign up today to Nicole Tran's workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see you doing that. You'd be a good teacher.
Yeah, I already have a vision And so I could train young comics, so that's they come good, and they listen to me for an hour. Yeah. I don't charge anything. If they want to learn.
No, we gotta charge some. We gotta charge a little bit.
No, that's the giving back to the community.
Yeah, but charge a little bit.
You can keep the money by the microphone for your podcast.
I'll be your manager with that. No. So it's an hourly wage. You know, it's not gonna be for free. Huh.
Yeah, me, I do it.
No. You're gonna have to pay a little bit something. A little bit. You gotta make something. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
But for me, I probably have a good heart. When I already make good money, I probably don't need that money from younger comics, you know. That looks out like not sounds like giving back to the community philosophy. Mm-hmm. My philosophy is I want all the younger comics to succeed. Like doing the thing that I just did,
yes.
Do not let professional obstacle slow them down or distract them. All they think is focus on positive energy, very great encouragement to very kind, supportive professional artists from around the world. I got support from many artists from different cities because I go to Austin. I do Kill Tony.
Oh, yeah. You did? Yeah.
And very popular.
Didn't you start off on Kill Tony? Didn't you do
I used to do it. He's my bro.
So shout out to Tony for hooking up Nicole, right?
He very nice to me.
He was nice to you the moment you stepped on stage.
Yeah, he saw me. He said, I'm very, he likes my talents, so he support me. And he gave me the golden ticket to Kill Tony. I can get on anytime I want.
Have you gone to Austin since then?
Yeah, I go on many times since he moved there.
To the new club, to the
I just
the mothership, it's
went
called?
There a month ago.
You went to the mothership, Joe Rogan's club? Yeah.
Huh?
All right.
I did everywhere, the Vulcan Gas.
Yeah.
I go with him everywhere.
Did you do some podcasts out there too? You'd be great.
I only do his podcast. What podcasts are out there?
Isn't Tom's out there? And yeah, there's a lot of other ones out there. I could totally see you doing that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But who should I talk to?
Joe Rogan?
No, but I only do a Q Tony one.
But there's a Tom's, right? And there's a Bert and Tom. There's what other ones out there? Dr. Drew's out there, isn't there? Yeah. I could totally see you do Dr. Drew.
Really?
Yeah.
Who should I talk to? You let me know.
I don't know.
You know? You come here?
No, I don't know. And I don't know Joe. I may have met him once in my whole life. Uh-huh. I don't know him that well at all. Yeah. I know people who know him, but I don't know him like that. But if I did, I'd totally introduce you to him. Yeah.
Yo, but your podcast is hot, bro.
Yeah,
it's the hottie.
Hot. There you go. You heard funny, from Nicole, bro.
A lot of bro, podcast. And like, they asked me, oh, I saw you in the Steve Lee podcast with name Stevie Weeby BB. That's how I call your podcast, right?
Stevie Weeby BB.
Yeah.
You've heard it first.
And I say BB. I remember something about BB.
Yeah.
And
BB they asked right me, here. BB. BB Weeby. BB Weeby.
And so I saw you in a podcast, Nicole. Yeah. That's very popular.
Yes.
I said,
thank you so much. That makes me feel good. Because it takes a lot of consistency, you know, because you're 300 something, you know. Will you promote for this episode? I mean, yeah, just plug it on.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
your Instagram, maybe, when this drops.
How do you do promote it?
I'm just going to tag you in it, and then you could drop it on your story, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you, yeah,
just accept the request. Yeah.
And then how do I put edit my story? I'm old.
No. Bro. You just press the button. Just I'm gonna send you, and then just yeah.
And then it will add me to, and then.
You'll just post on your story. Yeah.
You set up for me everything.
I'll set it up for you. Yeah, you
and
just
I
click
add
it.
Your story.
Accept it. Yeah.
Stevie, we be.
Yeah. It'll be podcast. Under Kwangu. My. Yeah, it'll be under Kwangu. Yeah, I didn't want you to, because we're rolling up to an hour, and I didn't want you to miss your belly uh-huh. room set. Uh-huh. Can we end with a quick, you got one more song in you?
A song,
and
yeah.
then we're going to start, and then we'll do our plugs real quick. Thanks. Okay, so just come up with it. Here we go.
Trong giây phút chia tay, thêm nguyện ghi lời thề. Ôi trăng sao trên bầu trời như sáng soi đường ra nơi biên ngãi, có em dối theo chân chàng kẻ hồn thiên sông núi quân thù gieo bảo tàng. Ôi trăng sao trên bầu trời như sáng xuôi đường ra nơi biên ngãi, cô em vui theo chân chàng kẻ hồn thiên sông núi quân thù gieo bảo tàng. Ôi non sông sao đành lòng.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you, Steve. Oh, BBZB.
Let's plug your Instagram. Uh-huh. Any websites? And let's plug your special again. Go ahead. Where can they reach you and reach out and support you the best?
Uh-huh.
What's your Instagram again?
My Instagram is Nicole Tran Comedy. NicoleTran Comedy. No space between letters.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you go to patreon.com/stevieweeby to support the platform. Scissor Bros, we're performing on Saturday. So come out to the Grove this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the world's famous farmer's market, okay? It's a free show. There's going to be a collab with Kaylin and Kaylin Pickles, as well as we have a special collab T-shirt with Kaylin and Kaylin Pickles. So definitely show up. It's for free, guys. It's for free in the farmer's market. Hopefully we'll see you all there. Go subscribe to Scissor Bros, youtube.com/scissorbros. Subscribe there. Stay tuned for my album, Puer Eternos. It was an honor having you. I wish you only the best.
Thank you, bro. And this Sunday, I'm going to be at the Hollywood Improv, the lab, at 9 p.m. Go there, support me. With the lead soul company by Megan Sousa.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.